We begin by welcoming in Lincoln County Commissioner Chairman Chris Bruns, joining us to recap yesterday's Lincoln County Commissioners meeting. Commissioner Bruns, good to see you back in the studio.
Yes, good morning, Tristan. Good morning, George. Good morning, everybody out there. Happy terrific Tuesday.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, before we talk about the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners yesterday, let's talk about an exciting event yesterday afternoon you attended at the airport. I think there was about 20, maybe 30 of us in attendance yesterday, is Senator Lou Anne Linehan, Elliot Bostar, and Congressman Mike Flood came to talk about Amendment 1.
Yeah, it was good to see good friends out there coming into our area to give a brief update on Amendment 1 and really speak to the press and to the community about the importance of what this means and why it's on the ballot and why we need to pass it. I absolutely support Amendment 1. It'll help provide a valuable resource tool for financing area airports, which is key for continued economic growth. I mean, so we have an essential air service airport here in the North Platte area. There's EAS airports throughout Nebraska, but there's a lot of communities that don't have them. And when you take a look at all the exciting things that we have, the momentum that we have in this region with economic development projects, one key tool that we need to ensure stays in our toolbox is our commercial air service.
Sure.
If we want people to locate here, relocate here as far as their businesses, if we want continued economic growth, people that move here want to be connected to the world outside of our region. Mm-hmm. And that is, you know, quick travel, reliable travel. And so it's vital that we get that passed so that we can continue to fund and provide the resources needed for new and expanded commercial air service.
And by commercial, you mean passenger service.
Passenger right? service, yeah. Correct.
I think the amendment specifies passenger service, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. And the thing is when you have good, reliable passenger service, the other things follow as
sure.
far as, you know, commercial freight and everything else. So we've just got to make sure that we get this passed.
To me, people being able to fly in and get to North Platte and get back out rapidly and quickly and conveniently is important just to develop economically. If somebody wants to come in and build a business, they want to get in and out and take
Absolutely.
A look.
Yeah.
And it might be several people in the company want to come in. And so just from the ground up, then later they want to go on a vacation or something if they're working here, that helps. And so that's where I'm coming at.
Yes,
you think I'm on track there?
That's right on track, George. I mean, we have a strong strategic location where we're located here in Nebraska, but we are 4 hours away from Omaha, 4 hours away from Denver, six yeah. hours away from Kansas City. We base everything on the distance, how far it is away based on time it takes to drive, not necessarily miles.
Sure. Right.
But when you can hop on a passenger plane and get there in a fraction of the time, that's significant.
Oh, absolutely.
And so we just need to make sure that we're supporting our airport and continued service in that regard, as well as, you know, commercial air service across the state of Nebraska.
Yeah.
If we want to grow the entire state, not just the metro areas, this is key for doing that.
Commissioner Bruns, very unique Tuesday meeting yesterday, or Monday meeting, excuse me, for the Lincoln County Commissioners. Got a bit of a late start yesterday morning.
Yeah, the agenda started about 20 minutes after when we normally start because I was a little bit preoccupied taking care of getting something done for our region. About 16 months of hard work by a variety of community partners kind of culminated together with the official submission of our application, Lincoln County's application, for one of the five Inland Port Authority designations to the Department of Economic Development. So the window opened yesterday at 9 a.m., and that's where I was, along with Becky Russell, our county clerk, and we had a little bit of assistance from Cassie Condon over at the Chamber and Development Corporation.
Wow, she's familiar with this process.
She's very familiar with it, so she was there to help us and make sure that we didn't run into any any hurdles that we couldn't get over. And
so we submitted the application right on right as soon as you could.
As soon as we could. Actually got confirmation. We were the first ones submitted, so we'll be the first ones reviewed.
I think you always said you'd be the first.
You're darn right.
It
sucks being second. So
sometimes it sure does.
So
especially in a competitive like this situation,
absolutely,
and a big stakes situation.
Like it's a high stakes situation for our entire region, and so it was important to me to make sure that we got in there first, that we were the first ones reviewed, because they will review them in order, and more importantly, I'm confident that no other community in the state of Nebraska is sitting in a competitive, merit-based stance, a highly positioned stance to secure one of these designations for the inland port. And so it's very exciting, very exciting.
Do you have any idea when we might hear them?
So their rules state that they're going to let us know within 90 days.
Oh, cool.
So early, mid-January is the latest that
one down, 89 to go.
Here we go.
The countdown
has
begun.
Hurry up and wait.
The countdown has begun.
Hurry up and wait. But it's been a long time coming, and it's been a while, but time passes fast.
It does.
So the first of the year sounds like an appropriate time.
You know, it's
kind of know, you know, where we're headed at that time.
16 months ago, I started this conversation, and that feels like it was just yesterday.
Yeah.
Time does pass by extremely fast, and we have some work that we've still got to do. Should we get one of the designations, I want to hit the ground running and make sure that we have things ready to get implemented right away.
Sure.
So,
So maybe you see some movement on that development in the coming summer, maybe somewhere?
So actually I had a conversation with some individuals with the railroad. And our consultant for the industrial rail park, the Greenbrier facility, which is in our hands for Lincoln County, we're able to start utilizing that for a transloading facility now.
Oh, really?
So
cool.
We're gonna get the ball rolling on that. That way, we can help out our area existing businesses and our producers start to have meaningful rail access immediately. So,
wow. That's big
deal.
Great.
Now, Commissioner Bruns, looking at the agenda for the Lincoln County Commissioners yesterday, I would say relatively routine in nature.
It was jam-packed, but fairly routine as far, you know, not a whole lot of huge ticket items. We had Jana Schaefer come in with Community Partnerships asking for authorization to submit a grant for additional monies for the community-based juvenile services program. So the county, we put in a grant for Boys Town to come in and provide some training to our school district here in North Platte area. And not all counties do that. And so there's a big pool of money. The counties that don't participate, that money goes back into another kitty. And applicants can go back for this what's called supplemental money. And so Jana did that. And so they're looking to get another 57,000 and some change to augment what they're already doing to expand those services and the training for our teachers to help teens and youth identify issues that they may be having and get them the help that they need and put them on a strong foot.
As I understand, Boys Town is it's a methodology to deal with really challenging situations in schools and dealing with juveniles, and some of them come from troubled homes with emotional challenges, and it's a way to help, deal with all that constructively.
Yes, very constructively.
Reactively.
And give them life skills so they learn these problem solutions for their careers as students, but also for the real world.
The real world. Boys Town is the gold standard, not just in Nebraska, but nationwide, and I'd argue worldwide. I mean, they provide life-changing, positive training and reinforcement of healthy lifestyles, and so I'm pleased that they're here and we're utilizing those skill sets to help our children, especially
cool.
those in most need. So that was one thing that we covered. We had a couple public hearings on some political subdivisions as far as splitting some agricultural land, rezoning it, and dealing with an application there to split a parcel of land. We set some dates for receiving bids for some road equipment for the Department of Roads, which is key. When you have some aging equipment as far as loaders and our motor grader fleet, I'm pleased that Jason Scholes, our highway superintendent, is keeping a good eye on that and making sure that we're rotating things out, but doing it in a way that helps protect the taxpayers and, sure. and is very cost effective. So
it's a balancing act.
Those are big ticket items. You're seeing it once a year. You have a bidding process to purchase the equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Discussion yesterday on a proposal for a courthouse generator, too, Commissioner Bruns.
Yeah, so we've had a conversation about the courthouse generator going almost, over a year, really since the pandemic started. That's when we identified that might be a need that we have. It kind of spurred through the pandemic when there was concern of what may happen out at Gerald Gentleman with the shift. The shift work being done out there and really not having a solid backup plan to ensure continuity of services for the taxpayers. And so Brandon Meyer's been working hard on that. We finally selected the electrician yesterday. And so all pieces of the puzzle are kind of put together. We're just waiting on the generator to get here and work to start on that. That won't be until next spring due to the logistical supply chain issues that we're all grappling with. Yeah. But we'll utilize some ARPA funds for that.
Awesome.
And that's backup power in case of electrical failure.
Exactly.
All right.
Commissioner Bruns, if folks want to get in contact with you or any of your colleagues on the Lincoln County Board of Commissioners, how can they do so?
Yeah, so if anybody wants to reach out to me personally, the best way to do that, as I'm out and about and busy in the district, is via cell phone. My number is 308-660-6049. Or as always, I encourage people to visit our website, the county website, lincolncountyne.gov. There's a lot of great resources there. If you click on the Commissioners tab, you can also watch and view our meetings or any of the past meetings that we have. But if you click on the Commissioners tab, you can get a list of the commissioners for your district. Our names are highlighted in blue. That's a hyperlink. You can click on that name, and it takes you right to an email that you can fill out and shoot off to us. So.
Commissioner Bruns, cool. Appreciate the time as always. Look forward to seeing you in the studio again next Tuesday.
My pleasure. Great to see everybody.